as a mom, because I want to model the behavior for my kids and for others, and get your opinion on what is one thing that a person, an individual, could do to show support of our law enforcement that's important to an officer?
That's a great question. I think, at least for me, and I think this is probably true for most law enforcement officers, is just a kind word fuels you for the rest of the night. I think that many times when you walk down the street wearing the badge and the gun and the uniform, you can read people's facial expressions and you see in their eyes whether they are intimidated by seeing you or whether they are disdainful of your presence or whether they see you as a resource or any number of other visceral responses that people have. And police officers, if nothing else, have become very good judges of human behavior for the most part. We all make mistakes, but they see so many people in so many environments that they're fairly well practiced at reading people and kind of seeing what they're thinking. And it is always a welcome break in the day to have somebody smile at you and just say hello or good evening or are you well tonight or thanks or have a great day. Little human interactions like that, you know as well as I do, will fuel you for the rest of the day if somebody's kind to you. I tell police officers all the time, you can build a world of good relationships and good energy in people just by smiling at them. And I think that a lot of outpouring, we've been experiencing a tremendous outpouring from our communities, state and nationwide, as a result of events most recent and the events in Dallas. And I think that we see all sorts of things, cards and letters and people bringing cookies by the police departments, for goodness sakes. Little things like that just encourage us to be reminded that the vast majority of the people in the world understand the necessity of this job and appreciate those who are willing to do it. And I don't think it takes much. I think it just takes a kind communication, because we know that's what empowers people around us. And I think you know it would empower us as well.
Thank you.
Of all the people that I know in this profession, I don't know anybody that got into this job to be the bad guy. Everybody wanted, that started in this job, wanted to be the good guy. They wanted to help people. They wanted to influence people in a positive way. And they wanted to be thought of as someone that could be helpful and heroic in that effort. And to have people just give a kind nod is a huge energetic event for me. And I will say that, just to kind of give a nod to the other side of the equation, is that we are capable likewise of being so overcome by the events of the day that we forget the rest of the world out there is encouraged by our presence. And it's easy for us to get locked into a view of life that is not altogether healthy because of the events we see every day. And to have that kind of comment made and to have the kind of concern you've illustrated by your call knocks all of the bark off of that issue. And it humanizes not only the world in general, but me. And it allows me to be encouraged by the presence of another human being. And that's, we're all in a pack here. We need to be encouraged by one another's presence. Thanks again. Great question.
Thanks, Audra. Thank you so much for calling.
You're very welcome.